Welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. This is Project Independence in You at WCWP.org 88.1. David Linden is the co-host today. So that was pretty cool, huh, David?
Yes, I hadn't seen Ellie in quite some time. But prior to that, I had seen him over the years. As he said, he made the glasses, the frames that I started wearing umpteen years ago.
So I guess he has some pretty good frames.
Yes.
If they last that long.
Yes.
So that was a great. That was great. Right now, we're joined by Martha Cohen. And Martha is a Project Independence member and a volunteer. You've helped us out with Project Independence, I know, doing some programming. You have an interesting background. And I just want to say, when you came in, Ellie was very impressed with her glasses as well. So we have his card if anybody's interested. So, Martha, why don't you tell us a little bit about your career? And then we'll talk a little bit about what led you to Project Independence.
Yes. Well, I started out as a teacher, kindergarten teacher in Great Neck. And then after I retired, after 30 years, I went on to becoming a professor at three colleges, the College of Old Westbury. I got started there. Then I moved on to Queens College for 6 years. And then I had 10 years at Adelphi University teaching teachers.
And you were teaching teachers what?
Well, I taught three courses.
Okay.
One was in the creative arts with children, and the other one was the social sciences in early childhood, and the third one was the management skills of student teachers. I became a supervisor too. So I had a very full 18-year career as a college professor.
So that's quite the range, huh, David, going from teaching kindergarten students to teaching teachers.
Some of whom are kindergarten.
Right. Some of whom might have become kindergarten teachers, too.
Oh yes. And many of my kindergarten students now are kindergarten teachers. So there was a little bit of a ripple here.
Okay. So it doesn't seem like you're one of those retired type of people. We were talking about the last show, more of like the refocusing type of person.
Yeah. And kind of using all that you've had in a big, nice, beautiful lifetime and bringing it all to where I am at now.
And that is what. So, when did you retire?
No, I never retired. Sometime that word never got to me.
That's good.
I didn't even know what it meant. Unfortunately, I'll need some help with it along the way.
No.
But I came into Project Independence because I became a caregiver, and I added that to my list. And the caregiving brought me into the Great Neck Social Center because I needed a place for my husband to go to. And so in that process, I kind of fell into it.
Okay.
And said, wow, what a place to continue my work with my peers. I mean, all my life I've been working with little children, young adults.
Now it's the big folks.
Now it's the folks, like you said, the big folks.
Yeah.
And it's my folks. And it's my peers.
Right.
And I have a lot in common, and I need them as they need me, because we have so much in common and to share.
Right. So you came into the Great Neck Social Center and kind of found the Project Independence satellite office there and the staff at the time. And I kind of remember that you came to an advisory meeting.
I was very impressed with the professionalism, because I was looking for that. I thought that where I'm at now needs that.
And you know what? We were looking for you, because part of being a member of the Project Independence Advisory, whether it's Roslyn, where David is part, or Great Neck, is to hear what is going on in those particular regions. And there's so many people with so much going on. And now this is what we get back, which is incredible. You know, we get a Martha Cohen, we get a David Linden. So talk a little bit about the steps that you were taking to kind of work with us to kind of present the programs and what programs you are presenting.
Well, it was interesting. I kind of started off with a program called World in Depth. And for some reason, it needed a little bit more in terms of more of an exciting kind of a place because I saw people, but not enough going on there.
Right.
So I kind of took that on. And then I moved on to Project Independence because I met Nancy Mizrahi, and she was, oh my God, like a breath of fresh air, as a professional breath of fresh air. And we talked a little bit, and I said, you know, I'd like to move on to Project Independence. So we took World in Depth, and we changed it to World in Motion.
Very
and,
popular.
And it really took off. And it took off because I was able to get people into the group that were so special.
What exactly is World in Motion?
World in Motion is a, it's a current issues group, and we talk about current issues. And I suddenly discovered, my God, there are so many people, my peers, who have such a wealth of intelligence and background and knowledge. And, oh, I said, oh, my God, this is like I was hitting a human oil here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it really started to flourish. So from a group of six or seven, we have a group of 90. You know, it just grew.
And it continues.
And it's continuing to such a point that I feel so obligated to be there and to continue with it that I'm a little bit nervous that I can't get the aches and pains of old age. I don't have time for them. And that's getting me a little bit nervous here. When am I going to stop and have a backache or a knee ache or a bellyache?
We don't allow time for that anymore.
Know,
we just go for it.
I'm kind of looking forward to
it's not covered by your health plan.
No time for it, please. But anyway, I am so delighted to be able to bring my lifetime of work, and I've met some really great people along the way who have nurtured and nourished me, and now I could just offer this explosion to my peers, my friends. And I never had peer friends before, and it's an interesting, it's a whole other social network for me. Right.
I mean, it's so important because there's so many, you know, I mean, current events and keeping up and getting together and talking about it is great because you're socializing. A lot of times we maybe go out in the evening as couples or go to dinner, but there's this real need to kind of socialize. And, you know, with the aging in place in North Hempstead kind of, you know, feel, it's important to know who your peers are. So I love how you're talking and saying, you know, talking
and
about peers.
Also to value them.
Yes.
I mean, it's also a value.
Absolutely.
And I'm, I don't know what it is with me, but when I look at somebody older, I see young. And it's something, it's a strange thing. I'm looking at that gentleman across the way, and I see a young man. So, it's a strange.
You've made his day. Week, month.
But I think it's just to have a sense of value and a sense of recognition that I have so not discovered but adore and love. And so if I look at anybody who is my peer, I see a young peer. And I want to know what they do and where they came from.
Right.
And so I take all of that and I embrace it all in what I'm doing. And now I'm moving into a whole other area, which is improvisation.
That's exciting and
that
fun.
That is a whole other ballgame. I've never done this before. But on the other hand, when I think about my background as a kindergarten teacher, playing with the children
right.
and making believe, wow, I'm doing the same thing now with my peers.
Right.
And so now I'm working on an improvisation group. And I have a dear friend, Ron Gross, who is working with me along the way.
I know Ron Gross.
You know Ron Gross?
From Great Neck.
Yes. And he's kind of my, well, almost my partner here. Because he's so busy with his work, but and I do go to improvs in the city to get a good background.
Oh, that's wonderful!
And at the social center, we kind of had it. We had this pilot program, and we were good.
Yeah.
We were good, and we were shockingly good because then we went on stage with it. We brought it to the veterans, and all of a sudden they said, "Martha, you're pushing us. You're a boss. You're a dictator." Boy, I was really getting it. But the bottom line was we got on that stage, and we really did it.
That's wonderful. It's so great. I mean, you like embody exactly what we want from Project Independence, and that is to, you know, keep the value of our older residents and their worth and bring it out. I mean, we wouldn't have the programs that we have today if it wasn't for members like David and yourself. I mean, we, with the advisory committees, we really want you to steer the committee and that we can come back to you with kind of the issues or the socialization needs or the advocacy issues you bring up. So our plan is to bring back to you, maybe with a Martha Cohen or a David Linden or with the newsletter, and David's also on that committee as well, information that's really important to you and also where your expertise lies. But it's great because you're actually going in like avenues that we haven't even gone in yet, and we're kind of now with Project Independence following in your path, which is exciting. I know Christina adores you, Nancy adores you, and we're all looking forward to all the programs and your new ideas. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, but you have to understand, too, that you are providing this vitamin. You are providing me to go forward with it. I'm not hitting a wall here.
Right.
I'm hitting people that are opening up their well and saying, come on in and do what you need to do and want to do. So although I'm going to do and be, you have provided the incentive, the encouragement, and I keep using the word professionalism because that's my background. And you have provided all that, and I respect that. I was looking for that. I wanted somebody, a groups of people like Project Independence, to really understand where we are. You know, we understand the young child, we understand the adolescent,
right.
We understand the young adult, the middle age, and we're understanding older people too, but in a different kind of a way. I think of it as a resource, but you absolutely provided me with the encouragement and the incentive for me to go into the city to an improv to get
amazing.
That and bring it right back to Great Neck.
That's
and
amazing.
New Hyde Park.
We are going to be, we're almost at 30 seconds, but this has been a great segment. We're going to come back and hear a little bit more about what you're doing and all the exciting things that are coming down. And we're just honored to have you here and as a Project Independence member. David, you as well, and your lovely wife, Joan. Hi, Joan, if you're listening. Is she listening, David?
I don't know. She says just feels wrong. She's got a cold.
You're so supposed to say yes. That was our plan.
You're going
to say absolutely
yes.
She's listening.
You didn't pull the string.
You've been listening to David Linden, Martha Cohen, myself, Rebecca Miller, and we will be back in a few minutes.
Good.